This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now today, friends, we have a pharmaceutical whistleblower, Maya Hahn, exposing the truth of the matter. She's going to be with us in about 8 minutes here, and she's going to tell you exactly what the mainstream media means to withhold from you concerning the truth of the matter when it comes to Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies. Vaccination deaths, COVID deaths, to the extent of how much they've embellished this virus and pulling the rug from that and telling you the truth that it's a 99.75% recovery rate. So I'm going to let her tell you that. She's qualified to tell you that. And again, she'll be here in just a couple of minutes. Now, before we get to that, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're already booking up, friends, and we're out probably for the next run. I'm guessing we're going to be, I know we're in Michigan again at a couple places. I know that we're going to be in Ohio. I know that we're looking at Tennessee right now, and what we have weighing in the winds is that of Georgia right now. So we have a 3-month window, and if you'd like us to come and be a part of what's going on in your society and bring a message that's going to shake, rattle, and roll, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, and that's exactly what we mean to do. We come with the Holy Ghost who comes in to kick the hell out and get the heaven in, right? Amen. That is the history of this country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-233-0747 to book us. 1-866-233-0747 to book us. If you want to go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe over there. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, just a little bit down on the right. There's links for radio. We're broadcasting into 133 stations across the country. And with that said, thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Only you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Check us out on the social media platforms. If you want to watch us live, you can do that. Join us on Top Chat or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. And you'll see us up on the top left side of the page, and you can go ahead and click onto that social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. Now, if you want to call in, please do. Keep your eyes on the road. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brain are in someone else's head. True that. Once again, we follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on and on, because again, we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. If you check out the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, do your own due diligence, cross-check everything that we're talking about right now. With that, just this last week, we had some genius. You know, everybody wants to tell us that the skull and bones, they control the world, and, you know, the Masons control the world, and, you know, or we're hearing about this group and the Zionists and that group and these other groups. They're all controlling the world. No. They're only controlling the people that are allowing them to control them, period. Okay? The only way that they can ride your back is if you bend over. That's the bottom line. And I want to keep in perspective as to what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends. They're not in control of anything. As I shared with you yesterday, George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher, rightly said, either God's going to be glorified in your salvation independently, individually, or nationally, or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. There is no in-betweenites, okay? Remember, Jesus said, if you're hot or cold, he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then what did he say after that? As he's knocking on the door, behold, I knock at the door. And he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, Americans, therefore, 53 countries that are listening to me, repent. That's what the message is, and it always has been. But when this guy, he wrote in, he wanted to tell me everything he didn't know. Once again, that's why the lines are open. If you want to call in and correct me, you can. That number's 1-866-582-9933. And he was talking about how all of our forefathers were Masons. And I just wanted to give you a little history on that. Or we're told that they're deists, right? Deism is where God is, but he doesn't take care of his own creation, right? Like a derelict dad, right? That's not the case in any sense of the word. The fact of the matter is that word came in later on, and the revisionists wanted you to believe that that was the case, that our forefathers were just like them, when, in fact, that's the furthest thing from the truth. But I want to give you a little history as to who your forefathers were, just so you can understand they all fell under the umbrella of the Christian faith, okay? So 28 of our forefathers were Episcopalian, 28 of them. Okay, hold this up against these ignorant ones that want to tell you about how bad our forefathers were. Okay, 8 of them were Presbyterians. Notice it's all falling under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Yeah, put that up against 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. 7 were Congregationalists. These are our forefathers. Okay, 2 were Dutch Reformers. Just want to set the record straight. Haven't heard any of those Masons come up yet. No. Well, I've seen a Mason sign on George Washington's house. I've been there several times. Of course, they can append their sign to anything they want. That's how you revise, right? But the fact of the matter is you cannot deny the fruit that's hanging on the branches of who we are as a country. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. 2 of our forefathers were Lutherans. Did you know this? Just wanted to make sure you did. 2 of our forefathers were Methodists. 2 of them were Roman Catholic. Did you know this? I haven't heard Masons yet. I haven't quite caught that. Have you? Of course I'm playing stupid. But these people that are stupid want us to believe what they're saying is true. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:22 that they profess, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Well, I'm just exposing the facts to fiction here. So, 1 was unknown. But the fact of the matter is, when we hear about how they're deists, there's no evidence that supports that any of them were. No support whatsoever. And again, I just want to remind all these smart guys that tell us who our forefathers are, you haven't gotten it right yet. And you're a part of the problem, though you think that you're actually fixing the problem. You're actually creating more of a problem by keeping people confused. No, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Let's give them the knowledge so they can have soundness of mind. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The .com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what, folks? I'm just going to just go ahead and pull up my friend. I just received this email, okay, from Maya. Maya Han, she's our guest, okay? She's the pharmaceutical whistleblower. And before I pull her up, in all fairness here, I'll just pull her up really quick so she can hear everything I'm saying and she can respond freely, okay? So this is the email, the text that I just received from Maya Han, okay? Because I get her name mixed up every once in a while. Mia. And about the time that I think I've got it, all of a sudden Mia comes out of my mouth again. So she broke it down in, well, I don't want to say in syllables, but she spelt it out so I can understand. Maya. Okay, friends? So Maya is online with us right now. Maya Han, okay, not Mia, is a pharmaceutical whistleblower. Maya is also a speech-language pathologist and autism specialist who learned the hard way about vaccines, and this is what she's going to share with us all. She is a big voice in Michigan and beyond as a whistleblower of the corrupt big pharma-run government agencies of the CDC, the NIH, and the HHS. Now, I want to tell you guys this, friends. It's important that you understand that she's coming to us by testimony, okay? It's not like she just got all this knowledge in her head. Nope, she actually went through it so she can understand and show us our scars through testimony. When her own children were permanently damaged by vaccines, she became a fighter for freedom of vaccine choice. And what I'm noticing again, friends, is so many women standing up and doing what the men are not. And this just happens to be another one of those lionesses. Though she's small, she doesn't know it. She is big. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Maya. How are you?
Hi, Bradley.
Did you like that intro?
You did great and pronounced it perfectly.
I did, and I want to tell you why, in all fairness, because I have it written out right in front of me. I mean, I can't imagine what it feels like when I'm calling you Maya when your name is really I'm sorry, Mia, when your real name is Maya.
Well, I help you with those phonetics, you know. I'm really good at that.
I totally appreciate it. Now, can I do something? I'm going to play some audio really quick, and I want to get your response, and then I'm going to go ahead and start questioning you concerning Big Pharma and some of these other organizations that are making a prey out of the American people, actually not just in the Americas, as we know, but also on a global scale. This is actually, it's a brand-new piece, and it's in Northeast Ohio School District. And the headline tells us coronavirus, Northeast Ohio School District cancels class over COVID-19 vaccine reactions. I just want you to hear this, and then I want to get your response, Maya. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
We vaccinated Friday, Saturday, Sunday, did about 1,600 individuals.
School employees across Ohio getting their first round of COVID-19 vaccinations. Akron Public Schools over the weekend, along with Tuslaw and Massillon. Plain local schools in Canton and Fairless local schools in Navarre. Parents of the Fairless students then getting this text on Sunday that the district would be closed on Monday after many of their school staff who received the injections on Saturday became ill.
So I don't know specifically about Fairless, but I'm not surprised if people are having some of the reactions like that to the vaccine.
Stark County Medical Director Dr. Maureen Amon says reactions to any vaccine are to be expected, and a smaller school district like Fairless might be more impacted than a larger one.
I do know that it has been hard for all school districts to try to get substitutes. You know, teachers, bus drivers, substitutes, you know, it's very hard because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Summit County Health Commissioner Donna Skoda saying that school districts are now starting to consider writing calamity days into their plan for a second round of injections.
We have seen nothing that is so debilitating that you know, you might not feel good for a day. You might have a headache. You might have some fever. You might have chills. But it goes away.
Both the Tuslaw and Plain local schools, which also had their vaccinations on Saturday, did have school as scheduled on Monday. Public health officials say the fact that Fairless called off because of reactions to the vaccine should not make people hesitant to get one.
I mean, look, people who are vaccine hesitant are going to be vaccine hesitant no matter what happens, right? And so we are trying to help people who want the help, who really want to take the vaccine.
Dave Nethers, Fox 8 News.
Okay, so you just heard that, Maya, and I'm just kind of curious. What is your take? Because I personally did not hear one check on the vaccination. I heard this completely biased and in favor of the agenda concerning the plandemic. What say you?
Well, that's exactly what it is, and I'm not surprised that the schools are going to need to shut down. When you massively vaccinate an entire school, teachers in a school district, you're inevitably going to have that issue because we are seeing adverse reactions to this vaccine. And in fact, Ohio's not alone. Here in Michigan, our Hastings school district is now shut down for the rest of the week and plans to be shut down for next week as well. So, you know, these things just aren't getting reported. And as you've noticed, when they are reported, they are minimizing it and trying desperately to make you not afraid of reactions, to not talk about the reactions so that you're going to go in and get your vaccine. And that's the real issue that I have with the COVID vaccine is the complete lack of informed consent.
Well,
what is really going on here?
I think of the fact that the vaccination companies, there's no risk. So that's why they're going full bore on making a prey out of the American people, because they've already passed back in 1986 a National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act indemnifying the companies in case something happens to one of these people. Why wouldn't they do it? I mean, they're acting as if they're above the law here, Maya.
Yes, and that's been going on for a long time, the Vaccine Injury Act. All vaccines that we have, none of the vaccine makers are liable. These particular ones actually aren't even approved by the FDA. They're given a emergency approval, and that goes under an emergency liability-free act. So they're operating absolutely without any consequences, and it's going to be us taxpayers and, sadly, the lives of millions of Americans that are going to be adversely affected by this rollout.
Yeah, well, that's not extreme either, by the way, and I'm speaking to the listeners right now because I also have a brand new article in front of me. Thank you to my friends from Michigan for sending it to me. But this is India.com. A 70-year-old man collapses and dies just 25 minutes after. 25 minutes after taking COVID-19 vaccine. And, of course, it states exact reason unclear. Why are they playing... why are they playing ignorant with the American people? Is it because in the hopes of the American people will act like it wasn't a vaccine? Because we see this reoccurring narrative over and over and over again where people are dying from the vaccinations, Maya. And that, I mean, within minutes and within hours after they've taken it, in some cases days. And then they all stand back with their hands up in the air trying to suggest they don't know why that person just passed on to the next life.
Yes. Well, they're trying to minimize it. And, you know, you really have to question, is there really something more nefarious going on here? One thing we do know is that the CDC and the National Institutes of Health own patents, that they have royalties to these vaccines, which to me is complete conflict of interest. And they should in no way be promoting something to the American people that they have financial interest in.
Well, of course
so,
not.
You know, when you look at the propaganda, the media coverage, the lack of media coverage of what's really going on. And I want to really get into what is not being shared with the American people in regards to coronavirus vaccines, this mRNA vaccines, and really just viruses in general that have these spike proteins. So what's really been happening is that what they've known for a very long time with spike protein viruses, which are the category that we have for our coronaviruses, that they can cause something called antibody-dependent enhancement. That's a technical term, but what does that mean? It means that our bodies are exposed to, like, a pathogen, and at first it ramps up and creates a kind of a non-specific response. The body just starts to react. It tries all these different things. It causes a fever and so forth. But then there's this next phase of our immune response. It's called the adaptive, the smarter immune response. And it's smarter because now our body has recognized that what this pathogen is and how it's supposed to, almost a recipe to defeat it. And so that starts to take over. And by generating, like, neutralizing antibodies against it, they build these binding kind of antibodies, and they bind around the viral cells, and then they help prevent it from entering our cells, the bodies in our cells, and killing them. So that's kind of how our body works when it comes to an immune response. The issue that we have with spike protein viruses is that they can also generate binding antibodies. These binding antibodies are the things that are really concerning to scientists, and it has caused issues over and over again with spike protein vaccines.
Maya, I'm going to get you to hang on for a second. We got a hard break. Folks, we got Maya Hahn, special guest right now, pharmaceutical whistleblower, sharing information that the mainstream media means to withhold. We're going to come right back to her in just a couple minutes. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to be released on Friday. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the guidelines are the next step to getting kids back in the classroom.
The president's role is, of course, to ensure that across government, we are listening to those guidelines, we are leaning into science, we are letting the science and medical experts lead, and then his objective is to ensure there's the funding to deliver on that.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu says President Trump is showing no remorse after the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Lieu also saying,
you know, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose, because he can do this again.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu accuses the former president's attorneys will get their turn in the Senate tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. Three Cuban nationals stranded for 33 days have been rescued.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescued three Cuban nationals who were stranded for more than a month on an atoll in the Bahamas on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the two men, one woman, survived by eating mollusks, rats, and coconuts. A Coast Guard surveillance plane spotted the castaways during a routine patrol Monday, and they noticed three people signaling them. The group was airlifted and transported to the Lower Keys Memorial Center. The atoll is halfway between Cuba and Florida. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is delaying the execution of Alabama death row inmate Willie Smith. Smith was given the death penalty after being convicted in the 1991 execution-style shooting of a 22-year-old Birmingham woman in a cemetery. He was originally set to be put to death Thursday night. The stay was granted to allow the three-judge federal panel to review the defense's claim that Smith is intellectually disabled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends, we have my friend Maya Hahn, pharmaceutical whistleblower out of Michigan right now. And Maya, thank you again for joining us today. I totally appreciate you. I think that in some ways, you know, I just think it's pretty important that we get this information out there because there's just not enough of it out there. But you were saying right before the break, go ahead and do your thing.
Yes. I'm actually going to go a little bit less sciencey on you and just kind of sum up. Basically, spike protein viruses can cause a kind of antibody that can help that bad virus get into your cells. Do the absolute opposite is what it had intended to do. They're called binding antibodies. So they're notorious for doing that and has been an ongoing concern in the making and the attempted making of vaccines for over 60 years. So we have known, and scientists have known, that these spike protein viruses cause what is basically a massive immune response. It'll take that virus, and it will have such a response that it will destroy the organs in your body. You'll go into sepsis, and you'll die. And it's not something that happens on your first round. So in a vaccine, you might be able to handle that vaccine just fine. You know, maybe you got some mild symptoms. You know, some people are reporting, obviously, significant symptoms. But the biggest scare is that second round of the immune response, that round where you are now, you have these RNA proteins in your body from the vaccine, and now you're going to be exposed to the wild virus out in the world.
That's right.
So that's where we have seen in our animal studies for the last 60 years the major problems. When the body reacts so tremendously, your immune response is so heightened that it literally kills you.
No, can I bring this to real
long term at this point?
Can I bring it to real time though? Because you all know who the preacher from L.A. is, Frederick Price. He's an older preacher. He's a prosperity preacher, and this came across my social media platforms yesterday that his body, his major organs are under attack right now, and the report tells us that he succumbed to the coronavirus. And I believe that he's gotten his vaccination, but they're withholding that information from us right now. But you just got done sharing with us, Maya, that once you get this vaccination, it begins to attack your body. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an autoimmune attack on your own body.
It's exactly what's happening to him. It's exactly what's happening to so many other people that are literally dying from the vaccinations. Let me just play, let me play stupid with you for a moment, please. Why do you think Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, why do you think the WHO, in all these other organizations, why do you think they're pushing and driving the narrative one direction, and they're not telling us about the 400 adverse side effects to these vaccinations?
Well, can I basically tell you, follow the money? And we also know, and as you have reported many times, you know, Bill Gates has an agenda of depopulation.
That's right.
So, and he puts a lot of money into the WHO. I mean, he's one of the biggest donors now of the World Health Organization than anything. So
that's all we got to do is follow.
We've got money. There's big pharma money. And then, of course, we have an agenda that is unbelievable, but it's true.
Well, it's crazy to me, Maya. Every single commercial that I listen to on conservative outlets on this radio broadcast, every single commercial is based on selling the people the propaganda concerning the coronavirus. And I'm noticing it's becoming more and more and more. The propaganda and the propagandists are aggrandizing more opportunities to sell it. And the only reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, the only reason that they're doing this is because the people in this country and on a global scale are buying it.
Well, you know, this has been a concerted propaganda machine. They have done this kind of propaganda on the American people for many, many decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are so afraid of diseases at this point, diseases that are very benign. And like I had said last time I spoke to you, measles is a very benign disease in childhood. But we all as Americans have been told over and over again that if we get the measles, we're going to die. Fear is a very powerful way to control a population. And it's been going on in America for many, many decades.
Maya, someone just texted me just now. Friends, I want you to listen to what I'm about ready to tell you right now. One of our social media platforms just pulled the plug during this live show. Just during this live show, friends. This is how concerted the effort is in censoring the voice of those that are telling the truth concerning the matter. If this isn't frightening concerning what these people are doing in alliance, and let's just call it for what it is, it's conspiratorial, Jeremiah 11:9. And these people are shutting down the voice of anybody that dares speak out against the narrative. Have you experienced this before, Maya?
Oh, we've been experiencing this, those in the medical freedom arena, for a long time. You know, I can't tell you how many different ghost accounts I have on all my social media accounts because we get deleted all the time. I'm the director for an organization here in Michigan for Vaccine Choice, and they took out, we had a account through Wix on our website. They removed that. We can't even be on social media, on Facebook. The censorship here in America is worse than China.
I hope people
really start to understand that.
Oh, and it's as George Washington said, if they can censor free speech, you're going to be sheep led to the slaughter. And this happened, I'm glad it happened just now rather than after the show. But as I'm going across social media platforms right now, friends, They just kept, they just pulled the plug on that social media platform. If we
How
were,
many have you lost now?
Oh my goodness! I've spent over the last couple of weeks re-uploading videos to over 840 articles that YouTube pulled down on my site over 2 months ago. And they continuously do it. And it's not just been YouTube. It's been Facebook. It's been Vimeo. And it's Vimeo's worse than all of them, by the way, for those that haven't taken the time to understand who these people are. They don't even give you strikes the way that YouTube does. They just pull you off the platform. And again, this is a complete violation of freedom of speech. And it's interesting, what begs the question right now is, if we were lying to the people in this country, why are these big tech companies, along with corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media, attacking our outlets? Because what can't the American people decide for themselves as to what's true and what's not true? They don't want them, Maya, to have the option to make their own choice. They want the people to be force-fed by whatever they give them. And again, if you dare ask a question, they're going to pull the plug on you, or they're going to try to. And I'm going to tell you what, though. I'm going to have none of it. I'm not going to put up with this, and I've been bought up to my eyeballs with all of it concerning the censorship that's taking place across this country. I know that lawsuits are piling up right now concerning big tech companies in the mainstream media, but for some reason or another, they seem to be encouraged to keep going on and attacking free speech in this country. And it's very, to me, it's not frightening, but it is frightening considering the people that are doing it and what it is that their end aim is concerning the American people. That's what's bothersome to me, Maya.
Oh, it's absolutely terrifying. You know, truth has become the greatest threat to the global powers that be, to Big Pharma. The truth is that this vaccine and many of the other vaccines are destroying the health of human beings on this earth. And this, what has happened here with this coronavirus, what is happening, is so egregious and so dangerous. And the fact that they're not providing informed consent, and they want to take our right to choose to say no, this is all a planned, deliberate attack on our freedom, on our bodily sovereignty.
Amen.
This is the plan that they have. And we thank you, Bradley, for wanting to stand up and fight against this. I stand up every day. We have to stop the censorship. We have to get the message out, because information gives American people the ability to stop what they're trying to do. An ignorant population gives the globalists the control. And we just need to keep speaking out, keep doing whatever you can on what platforms we have left, and keep sharing the real truth of what's going on.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's interesting that foreign companies that have awakened to this global terrorism, and really that's what it is, it's interesting to note that other countries, matter of fact, there's several countries across the globe that are standing up in defiance to what's taking place in their prospective countries. The only ones that haven't caught on yet, Maya, are the people in this country. And it's sad to say, especially in these times, I mean, which we have been given by our Creator, the knowledge that we have and the light and truth that we have, there's absolutely no excuse under the sun as to why we are tolerating this in the United States of America in any sense of the word. And I want to say one more thing to that, too. And then I got another question for you. It's interesting that in Poland, Facebook gets fined $2 million per violation if they dare violate or censor anybody's free speech in that country. And
wow.
it's for the American people to learn from the countries that understand history, so history does not repeat itself over here in America. And I say that it's time for the American people to stand up and right the wrongs today, not tomorrow, because the right time to do the right thing is right now. Maya, I got you for another segment, but I do want to tee this up really quick. What is the vaccination death toll that is being censored by the mainstream media? Last time I talked to you, we kind of scratched the surface of this just a little tiny bit. But what is it that's being censored from the American people right now concerning the death tolls on vaccinations? I want you to answer that right when I come back on the other side of this break. I have Maya Hahn, pharmaceutical whistleblower from Michigan with us right now, friends. I want to let you know, if you just joined us, we just got pulled off one of our social media platforms, only to prove the point what me and Maya are sharing with you right now. Folks, you're being lied to. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. And this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Have Maya Hahn, pharmaceutical whistleblower, on with us right now. And, folks, we just got pulled from a social media platform right in the middle of the show, and it's interesting how they are trying to stifle free speech. I thank you for all of those on social media platforms that are watching us across the boards right now that are sharing information with other people that we just got pulled. The American people need to understand that their First Amendment is under attack in a major way. And, again, I want to remind you that George Washington was right when he said, he was one of the architects of the First Amendment, okay? He's the one that said that if freedom of speech is ever lost, you're going to be sheep led to the slaughter. And it's exactly what they're doing right now, friends. They're censoring anybody that dare speak out against the narrative that's being set by Mr. Depopulation himself, Mr. Bill Gates. So let me ask Maya Hahn real quick the question. Maya, what is the death toll right now from vaccinations that are being censored from the mainstream media that the people are not aware of in this country?
Well, I can tell you one thing. They want to keep that shut down information. We've been trying to follow the cases around the globe. We have the VAERS data reporting system. They released some data on the 22nd of January. And their data showed that they had, since January 22nd, 329 deaths from the coronavirus vaccine, which is a 3.3% mortality rate. That's higher than the actual disease itself.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, and then we have, 104 permanent disabilities. We have emergency rooms, 2,000 emergency room visits. That's a 20% risk of having to go to the hospital after you get this vaccine. You know, it started out when they first rolled it out, we were paying close attention. We're seeing, you see the nurse that collapsed, you hear about the anaphylaxis. The scientists are screaming from the rooftop saying, wait, there's polyethylene glycol in this. That is a massive allergy. When there's drug companies that have that particular ingredient in it, the patient actually has to be tested for that allergy before they're allowed to take that medication. Yet we have this global vaccine that contains that ingredient, and they're not testing any of these patients to see if they have that allergy. So the anaphylaxis reactions are through the roof. And it's egregious that we would do that for a medicine, but we're not going to do that to roll out for every single so-called American, in our country. Then, of course, we have the high fevers and the COVID symptoms that are leaving our teachers at home and causing these problems. But now we're starting to see these neurological events that are happening, people that are having severe tremors. They can't even stop moving their bodies.
Yep.
You're seeing people with nerve damage, brain damage. And the biggest thing now that's come out this week is the blood clotting disorders. I don't know if you remember, there was a doctor in Florida a few weeks ago that had died just a few days after getting his vaccine. He was actually hemorrhaging from almost every orifice in his body.
That's right.
And that was a clotting disorder. Now we're seeing a huge trend across the various databases of these clotting disorders. So it's basically causing an autoimmune response called ITP, and it's a condition that develops when the immune system attacks the platelets or the cells in it that create them. And then, of course, we're seeing the organ damage, the heart attacks, the lung damage, the system breakdowns. We still have coronavirus in our environment, and we already know that spike proteins can cause these binding antibodies to cause a massive immune response, that autoimmune response. And now we're just going to start seeing more and more. And I just pray that people start to get this message, because it's certainly not being provided by the Health and Human Services that are providing it, by the CDC, the World Health Organization. They are not tracking the long term. You go get your vaccine and they're like, okay, let's track you for a couple weeks. But what happens when they go out and they're exposed to that wild virus that we saw in the animal studies since 1969, when they exposed those animals to the virus? Those animals, their organs started eating themselves alive and they died.
Yeah.
And are we going to track these people? I mean, how many people are going to drop dead?
Yeah, Maya, can I just say this?
Months later.
Yeah, I got to say this, because I always think about prevention is better than cure, right? I'm thinking to myself, we're talking about the fallout concerning those that are pushing the narrative, who are indemnified of all consequences concerning the damages and even death tolls concerning the people that take their vaccinations. Am I correct? And I'm reiterating this point so people can hear this from you, Maya. So you're telling me, after we've seen all of this stuff, all these stats that you're giving me right now, and considering 1986 and the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, these people are held without consequence concerning the damage and the deaths that they are responsible for. Is that what you're telling me?
There is absolutely zero accountability that these vaccine makers will ever hold.
Did you hear that,
it's
friends?
All on the patient. All of you that are out there that want to get this vaccine, you just know that if you die, your family is going to be stuck with that medical bill. It's not going to be the agency that created this vaccine that they know darn well is going to cause this immune response. And the government's not liable. The taxpayer money that pays into this bare system, it's a bare minimum amount of recovery that you'll get, if you get it. Because you have to prove that vaccine specifically caused your death.
Are you hearing
how hard it is to do that when it's months later and you have a massive sepsis reaction?
Maya, This is like an absolute dictatorship in a population that's disarmed. That's what it feels like we're talking about right now. Like the American people have no sense, no power within themselves to stand up against those that are literally shooting at them without consequence, only to shoot at them again on another day and another day and another day, and then telling those people you can't defend yourselves against us. You can't hold yourself accountable. That's not a system of law. That is the definition of totalitarianism, and that is the definition of tyranny, Maya.
Yes.
That is tyranny.
Yes, and they're planning on making sure that we can't live freely in this country unless we succumb to their dictates of taking this vaccine.
They're
already talking in Florida, California, the inability to travel if you don't have your vaccine. The airliners are already talking about vaccine passports. And we have come to a pinnacle in this country where freedom no longer reigns. I hope people start to really understand that the dire situation that we're in right now, because we are on the edge of a cliff and we're falling quickly.
That's right. Maya, I got about 3 minutes left of you. I'm going to hold, okay? Just hold on with me, and I'm going to take a phone call from Joni. Joni, go ahead and ask your question really quick. Maya is listening to you on the other line right now.
Okay, this is a real quick question. For people who get this COVID-19 jab, and they're thinking about blood transfusions or somebody who's going to get a blood transfusion, how is this soup running around in their veins going to affect all of that?
Thank you very much for your call. I'll go back over to Maya. Maya, can you go ahead and answer that question, please? Oh, do I not have Maya? Forgive me. Maya, can you go ahead and answer that question, please?
Yes. I'm assuming the question is, once that person gets the jab and they donate their blood, right, versus somebody receiving that, basically our blood supply is going to be contaminated. From here on out, if these people who have gotten this mRNA vaccine, they now carry those proteins in their blood. And this is going to be contaminating the entire blood supply, and we have a real issue. It's a real issue.
Okay. Maya Han, we got about a minute left. Can you go ahead and share with everybody as to how they can get a hold of you, please, your website, your contact information and the such, please?
Yes. I do have a Telegram account that is called Health Freedom Unmuzzled. You can follow me there. I always update with the most current information about coronavirus and other issues that our government is suppressing from us. And also, Michigan for Vaccine Choice, if you are in Michigan and you're looking to have an organization fighting for your freedom, please join us. That's MichiganVaccineChoice.org. Thank you, Bradley, for having me.
Absolutely, and we're going to do it again. And again, I appreciate you too, Maya Han. Folks, again, 17:11, the book of Leviticus tells us life is in the blood. What is it that the enemy wants to contaminate? He wants to contaminate the blood. If we need healing or whatever the case may be, that is the reason Jesus Christ has come into the world to save not his people, not only to save his people from their sin, Matthew 1:21, but also to heal the sick, to even raise the dead, friends. Acts 10:38, and the fact of the matter is, he hasn't changed, and the fact of the matter is, we need to meet him on his terms, not on our terms. Because, again, he hasn't changed. America, we need to repent. Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2:38, go to Matthew 3:2, Mark 4:17. Again, check out those scripture references, friends, because it's where America is at. We are at the crossroads. We need to stand up now, not tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.